Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. On Monday, May 20th, Amy Nelson's going to come on, and we're going to talk social media, but specifically how to drive revenue and connect with important stakeholders that matter to you in your business using social media. The next day, we have Nosheen Chen, and she's going to lead a presentation about how to become a better communicator, how to increase those skills faster, because that's going to help you not just connect with new people, new clients, but also get your idea across better. Ton of takeaways in that presentation. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.com.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Paflin here, and welcome to episode 563 of Ask Pat. I don't know why I said it like that, but anyway, we have a great question today from Molly, who's amazing, and you can just tell by her personality. You'll hear it right away. She's awesome. She's been a fan of SPI and what I do for a while. I'm so happy to feature her question here today. All right, here's today's question from Molly.
Hey, Pat, this is Molly Mahoney from thepreparedperformer.com. And first of all, I know I've told you this before, but you have seriously made everything possible for me with my website and my business. And I'm so, so, so grateful. So thank you, thank you, thank you. Okay, my question. So I launched recently a video podcast, and I did it as a video because I have had more success with connecting with my audience with my YouTube channel. So I thought if that's the way that I am connecting to people, that should be the best way for me to be able to reach out to them. And I've heard you talk about your video podcast. I love watching it. And I remember you talking about how when you put it on YouTube, that it also comes up in search, you know, results and stuff like that. However, now that I've launched it and figured all that craziness out, I am wondering if maybe I should have just made it an audio podcast. I'm worried now because I didn't think about the fact I don't think it can come up in Podkicker or, you know, any of those other podcast apps. And I also was hoping that I could use your app on your plugin and stuff on my website for playing the podcast. I didn't think about the fact that a video podcast won't play on there. So I'm wondering now if I can have it as an audio podcast as well as a video podcast, or if that's weird, or if I should just start a new RSS feed for the audio version. What do you think? Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you again so much. You're the best. You're the best. You're the best. Okay. Bye.
Hey, Molly. What's up? Sorry, I just tried to copy how awesome your voice is there. Probably not as good. But anyway, all of you listening to this, you got to check out Molly. She's great. Thepreparedperformer.com is her URL. And Molly, it's cool to hear that you've gone through this process. You're learning from not necessarily your mistakes. I don't think it was a mistake to launch a video podcast. A video podcast is a great medium. It's very underutilized. There's a lot of opportunities there. SPI TV is doing really well, actually getting a lot more views on video podcasts when they're published within the first few weeks on iTunes. However, YouTube eventually catches up because of search engines, and I have subscribers there also, you know, so it kind of balances out. So, you know, hopefully you are repurposing those videos for those podcasts on your YouTube channel too. But should you have made it just an audio? Well, I feel like it depends on what the content is. A lot of video content is not meant for audio. And what I mean by that is sometimes there's a lot of podcasters who have both a video podcast and an audio podcast. And the video podcast and the audio podcast is all the same, except obviously the audio podcast doesn't have the video. And a lot of times those podcasters fail to realize just how bad the experience is in audio format when things are being referenced in the video format. So if you say things like, oh, see this thing here? That doesn't mean anything to somebody listening on audio. Okay, so the third part of this chart, as you can see here on the right-hand side, that just makes people feel left out. You don't want to do that. So in your videos, if you do anything like that that references anything visual, then turning that audio ripping out that audio and putting it into an audio podcast would not do you much good and actually might hurt you. And I've on purpose unsubscribed from podcasts that do video because I only listen to audio podcasts because I'm doing something else at the same time. It's just a bad experience. However, there are some podcasters out there that do an amazing job of doing it on video because they are great on video, like you are, Molly, but they make sure to not reference anything visual, for example, or if there is something referenced visual, they also make sure that they say it in a way or follow it up with something that the audio listeners can pay attention to. And that's totally fine. It's totally fine if people know that there's both versions, as long as both versions are getting what they need to know. It's when one feels left out that they're going to feel left out and actually drop out or unsubscribe, or even worse, leave a negative review, which you don't want. Now, some of those podcasters, for example, are Andrew Warner from Mixergy, Jamie Tardy from Eventual Millionaire. They do their interviews over video, but then they rip out the audio, and then they have an extra way to get exposure in iTunes through a separate RSS feed. So that's exactly what happens. So there's an RSS feed for the video, and there's an RSS feed for the audio. And that RSS feed for the audio gets put into an audio-only podcast, and that's what then can be played on all those audio players, like the Smart Podcast Player. Thank you, by the way, for that plug. And iTunes in the audio section. And, of course, more people listen to audio podcasts than watch video podcasts. So you're going to be able to reach more people, too. Plus, you're just giving people more options for, hey, however you like to consume this content. If you want to watch a video of me, great. Here's this option. You have it on YouTube. You have it on iTunes. If you whatever you prefer. If you prefer to listen on audio, here's the audio podcast. So you're giving people no excuse to not listen to you or watch you or consume you in some way, shape, or form. So not a stupid idea at all if you wanted to do that. And you'll likely see that you're going to get a lot of downloads on your audio version, even if you have the video podcast already. Now, do make sure that you keep track of the downloads on the video podcast on iTunes, because there's a lot of people who go through the trouble of producing it in that way. Now, that said, if you are already doing YouTube videos, it's not that much extra to put them on iTunes. But what I was going to say is that a lot of people put in a ton of work on platforms that don't have a lot of traffic. So just make sure you're keeping track of the downloads of those video podcasts to make sure that it's actually doing anything for you. And if not, then you can just skip that part of the process and do everything else that is working. Woo! Molly, you're awesome. Thank you so much for bringing the energy. I think it kind of filtered down into me, into my answer for you today. So I hope this answers your question and makes you happy, because you've been an awesome supporter of what I do. And I just want to continue to support you and serve you too, Molly. So in addition to that, of course, I'm going to send you an Ask Pat t-shirt. Totally. And I look forward to hearing about how things go and continuing to serve you down the road. So thank you so much, Molly. I appreciate you. For everybody else out there listening, if you have a question that you'd like potentially featured here on the show, all you have to do is head on over to askpat.com. Click on that red record button. Just ask away. It doesn't matter what kind of mic that you have. As long as I can hear you, it's my job to answer your questions with good sound quality. It's your job just to ask the right questions. And of course, without those questions, this show wouldn't exist. So I appreciate you. Ask the questions at askpat.com. Woo! All right, so the last part of this show is the quote of the day, and that is from Mary Smith today. And that is, the only place success comes before work is in the dictionary. Boom. Cheers, take care, and I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Thanks, guys. Bye. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable. And the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.